You look stunning, Kimberly. Absolutely breathtaking. A lump forms in my throat as the woman in front of me steadies herself in the three-way mirror. She tilts, turns, and twirls before facing me. Her smile beams brightly as the tears brimming her eyes spill out. A small sob escapes, followed by another, until she can no longer hold her head up and drops her face into her hands. I grab the box of tissues and wrap my arms around her, careful not to mess up her perfectly styled hair. She trembles, gently whispering, "Thank you," over and over. "You're going to be the most beautiful woman in the room tonight, and it's an honor that's due. It's a celebration of you, Kimberly." She takes a few deep breaths, blotting her cheeks with the tissue. "Greer, I can't believe that's me in the mirror. For the first time in a year, I feel normal. Maybe even a little pretty."
"Pretty? Hell no! I said stunning, and I meant it," I tell her honestly. "Your husband is going to fall to the ground."
"Yes, he is. Considering I've spent so long in hospital gowns and pajamas, this is going to knock him out."
"Then I've done my job."
"Greer, what did you do to my masterpiece?"
Haley, my hairstylist and makeup artist, comes in to find Kimberly's face streaked, her meticulous makeup now smeared and spotty.
"It was my fault, Haley. As soon as I saw myself, I cracked,"
Kimberly confesses, a shimmer reappearing in her eyes.
"I'm not surprised. Most of Greer's clients usually have to take a round two in my chair. She has a knack for making people cry."
"These are tears of joy and appreciation. I can't wait to see the faces of my family and friends."
"How about you get changed into the jumpsuit I've laid out?"
I pat her shoulder and step back, giving her a small smile. She nods and disappears into the dressing room while Haley grabs my elbow and leads me to the other room.
"I say this all the time, but you are incredible. Working with you is the highlight of my job."
"She did look beautiful, didn't she?"
"All your clients look beautiful. She's special."
"You say that about most of your women clients.
I think it's called deep compassion and love for your job."
I shrug and look away shyly. "She's right. I do love my job." Being a personal shopper could be described as a dream. I catch the envy in people's voices all the time, but I'm more of a specialty shopper. My client roster is filled with women who have been affected by cancer. It's a fluke career I've fallen into. Truthfully, my mind is geared toward math, science, and technology. But after my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer for the second time, I found joy in helping her feel beautiful. When she made the decision to have the double mastectomy, I overheard her crying to my dad in anguish about the situation. To him and anyone else who loved her like we did, it was inconsequential. She felt she was losing a piece of her womanhood. As soon as her scars were healed and she was feeling better, I brought her right here to Blakely's department store, where we worked to find her the perfect items to reestablish her confidence. I may not have formal training in fashion, but I know how it feels to cherish, love, and sympathize with a woman going through cancer. When we lost my mom, Dad became my business partner. He had his lawyers draw up the paperwork and approached Blakely's department store with a proposal to run my personal shopping business out of their women's department. Being a high-end store, they were thrilled with the idea. I bring in a stable revenue stream since I do 90% of my shopping within these walls. One of the greatest perks is I get to contract with some of the best hair and makeup artists in the city on special occasions like today.
Is there any way to salvage this mess I've made of my face, Haley?